do it. So let's just go through the tour quickly, and we'll see the parallels to Shulchan Aruch. Bakashasi.
Kavanasi b'tfilasi de'adurav zehu amaski yavonosav ela yachsho shiyas hakadosh baruch hu bakashaso v'chazo ayom erev libo mi ani dam nevaza ol yitpeish meis
melech malchem lachem mekadosh baruch hu
lo niru chastav.
What we call the theory of double chesed, that the opportunity for tefillah itself is a chesed, and that if a Kaddish Baruch Hu answers me, it's a chesed. Now, again, the challenge is, does this not, you know, depress a little bit of the, you know, momentum in terms of, you know, a person wanting, you know, to daven or believing that it's important? That's going to be what we're after right now. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. I wanted to just show you a line in the Ramah where I was trying to say something a little bit more fundamental. So Al Yachshov, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Erechaim Simon Hatzadichas, Ro Yehu. Kivanti b'tfilasi. Adraba. Now the Ramah says something important. Fash v'shin b'masav. Ah, so this guy, you know, is so sure of himself, and so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to start, you know, going through the ledger to see, you know, what the real score is, so to speak. Then he goes on from there like the tour. So I wanted to say something more than that, right? Not just that it's like the Kir Natoi situation, right, where you start rolling through your Zechuyos, let's see how many Zechuyos this guy has, or Moser Dino Al Chaver La Shamayim, but we were trying to say that the tefillah itself becomes deeply problematic. Okay, like the along the lines of the Ritva. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has two like money lines here in his presentation that I just wanted to pick out. And then we're ready to sort of take the three additional steps that I wanted to make today. Okay, so this is all just preliminary. V'achar kol hakavanos, al yachshuv adam b'dayto.
Sheroi hu sheyasa gosh baruch hu bakashaso. Kevan shekivanti b'tilasi.
Hadraba. Okay, so that's the second of the two money lines, right? Az Yikubal Tfilas is a two-step process, right? That first, you have to have a sense of deep kavana, and second of all, no entitlement, that it's all based on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and that's the, you know, that's the formula. But you should not, you know, think of it as an automatic, because then, of course, you'd be back to square one. The other point that the Aruch HaShulchan is making is no matter what your zechuyos are, what does he mean by that? Even if you would think that your zechuyos are objectively, you know, phenomenal, it still wouldn't be a rational response. Why? What does he say? But he doesn't realize ki chobos HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala Adam lo yisafer meirov. Right, so it's not just that you can't really know, you know, what your zechuyos are versus the, you know, avonos, etc. But the whole thing is preposterous, because if you think that your zechuyos in any way, you know, could equal your debts to Kadosh Baruch Hu allows you to breathe, you know, 24 hours a day. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly sustaining your life in a way that's, you know, transcendent. So the whole thing is irrational, which I think is a very important idea. Okay. So this is just, you know, expansions and, you know, some hayaros on the tour, which I think are really interesting. But now let's take the next major step, which is reflected by the Kaf HaChaim, which ties into a Rambam. That'll be step one, having to do with something which happens very naturally once we identify entitlement as a very threatening component of tefillah, then the next point that we'll make is, you know, sort of like the why daven. You know, once you think, you know, mi ani daven ivza, what's the catalyst in the other direction, which is a Gemara in Yevamos, and actually a comment to the Kli Yakar that I wanted to share. And then finally, like a bit of a shiluv, a synthesis point, based on the Gemara Brachos Daf Gimel. Okay, so Ari, let's take a look at the Kaf HaChaim. Okay, so we can figure out sort of the inner logic of the Kaf HaChaim. Right, we start out here with al yachshov ra'ihu, that a person shouldn't start out with a sense of entitlement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer my tefillos. But once a person internalizes the idea that they shouldn't, you know, approach things in this kind of a way, in a narcissistic, self-centered, entitled way, so that memela will lead a person to what, Yonasan?
If everything you're doing is not a narcissistic way, then everything you're doing should be l'shem shemayim.
So now we're getting not so much to the, you know, sort of the internal dynamics of how you feel about your tefillah, but much more importantly, right, now we're getting to a madrega of what do I daven for in the first place, right? Once you start to consider entitlement, you say, well, why would I be davening for the jet ski? What significance does that have? So mela, it should impact one's, the substance and the content of one's tefillos, not only the attitude of one's tefillos. And the language is very strong. Hanaz gufo hu to'eva. Where's the only other time we saw tefilaso to'eva? Shichrus. Right? For the person who's a shikr, tefilaso to'eva. Okay, so this now, I think, you know, really connects to a very powerful, Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam is talking about, you know, eating for the sake of health and not eating for the sake of, you know, satisfaction, per se. So that leads the Rambam to a much broader observation, which really expands the doctrine of the Kaf HaChaim from tefillah to, you know, all life spheres, all human activities. So let's take a look at that Rambam, you know, in Deos, and then we'll be ready to take step number two for the day.
Manhig atzma pi harfua im sama libo shiye kol gufa vevarav shleim shalad shiyu o banim o sin lato va melim v'targo ein zo derech tov ela yasim a libo shiye gufa shalim chazak kedei shetiye nasho yishara l'das Hashem shiye shar shiyavin yiz take o b'chachmos v'hu rai v'chula o echa nevarav koiv Yasim alibo shiye lo bein ulai yechacha migado b'Yisrael nimtza amhalek v'derech zo kol yomav obin Hashem tam. Afilu b'shash shenosein nosein v'afilu b'shash shaboel v'nei shemachashavto v'kol k'dei sheyimtza tzorcho az yegufo shalem alvus Hashem. Afilu b'shash hu yashin v'das k'dei shetanuach da'ito olav Yanoach gufa kadesha lo yechale velo yuchal avos Hashem v'hu chole nimseis shena shalo avoda l'makom merhu inyan ze tzibucham amru v'chol masach ayu l'shem shemayim v'hu shamar shlomo v'chach maso v'chol drachach adoneu v'hu yasher or chosach.
So we could maybe draw a straight line that once you reject the concept of entitlement in terms of having a Kaddish Baruch Hu answer your tefillos, now, the Kaf HaChaim will tell you that that should impact the substance of your tefillos. Why would you daven for things that are fundamentally unnecessary? Daven for the things that are really important so that you can achieve the Matara Yuna, the highest purpose, which is to serve Hashem. And once that impacts your tefillos, in terms of what you daven for, so of course that will impact all life activities, right? That's what we call tefillah in terms of being, you know, Avodas Hashem. But remember the Rambam's theory says, how can I count it? Because Avodas Hashem is a din kolalas, it's a mitzvah kolalas. So we explained, because it's the mitzvah that catalyzes your avodas Hashem in general, just like Talmud Torah, the Rambam mitzvah hey. So I want to say the same thing, that once you daven in that fashion, I think that it naturally spills over. First point for this year today. The second point has to do with like what I call the countervailing issue, which is, you know, how can we muster kavana and fila when we know that the whole thing is, you know, mechastav haboris barach aleinu, and if he answers us, it's an act of the chesed in its own right. So, like, you know, mi'ani dalva nivza, doesn't that kind of suppress, you know, davening? So the answer is it would. It very much would, unless you had this idea. And this, unfortunately, is not well understood. People disregard or minimize, I think, in a very unfortunate way, this Gemara in Yevamos. So let's take a look at it. And maybe one of you can help me with something that I wasn't able to get to in time in conjunction with this Gemara. And then to show you a comment of the Kli Yakar on the basis, actually, of this Gemara, which I think is very helpful for the rest of us. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yitzchak.
Yitzchak Avinu Akar Hayah Shneamar V'yatar Yitzchak Hashem Lenocha Hishto Hishto Lo Neamar Ela Lenocha Lamech Shneihem Akurim Hayah.
This is double nay. So Yihachi V'yatar Lo. It should be V'yatar the Hemi Baile Lefi.
She'ino Dome Tfila Sadik Ben Sadik Tfila Sadik Ben Rasha.
Rashi made that line famous.
Rabbi Yitzchak V'neima Hayu Avosinu Akurim.
Oh. What's the import of this line in our sugya? Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically created a very basic need. We're not talking about, you know, people davening for jet skis, but to daven to be able to have children, a continuity, a basic human need and desire. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created the conditions that would be most optimal for what? To stimulate, excellent, and to stimulate their tefillos. Because even though we can't, we have to be careful how we say this, because we don't ascribe emotions to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel et tefillos and shel tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu deeply desires our tefillos. Okay? And then the Gemara goes on with one line. This is very, very, very important. This should be the countervailing force of mi'ani dal v'nivza. It may all be true. It is all true. But somehow he wanted it. So one last line. Rabbi Yitzchak, Lamanim shel tefilas shel tzadikim ke'eser. Ma'eser zeh mehapech hatefuah mimakom lemakom. Kach tefilas shel tzadikim. Oh. And it's interesting. It's when you put these two lines in the you know, the Gemara together, it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu has a desire to be moved over to Rachamim. That's really what he wants. But again, kaviyachol, you have to be very careful how you say these things, he needs us to effectuate that transition. I don't know exactly what the technical definition of eter is. I think of it as a pitchfork. Can somebody look that up? Does somebody have a dictionary? Well, oh, well, right, because of ayetar. But what it says, ma eter zeh, mahape chatfua, bimakom lamakom. I just didn't have a chance to look it up before. What's eter in modern Hebrew? Yeah, I just wanted to what the tool is called. What is it? Do you have anything there? Or? No? Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't. Okay. So now you might say about this, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is misavil et filasan shel tzadikim, but what about Chaim Yankel? So for that, the Kli Yakar says it's not meant to be understood in a narrow sense. It's actually meant to be understood in a much broader sense. Al ze omer mi Hashem ma'ane lashon ki ze matas Hashem.
Mishnasheya. Kachomer, Akash Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashmini es Kolech, Ki Kolech, Erev, we got we Gesh Esli, Ve'en Hashem Yisbarach, Rose, Lesnaheg, Ma'anim Kedarech, Hasharim, She'en Ma'anichin, Lodomer, Ve'er, Marve, Yad, Kasher, Yavinu, Kabonas, Hashoa, Homrim, Located at Dvarecha, O Kalim, Dvarecha, Ve'tei, Abba Akash Baruch Hu, Bechazdo,
Tavas libo nasatelo. So Shemar Avo Pisha Tam Yikro Vaniana, that Hashem really knows. And he could cut us off and say, I know exactly what you want. You know, why are you wasting my time? Moving on to the next meeting. Sifsosehem. Exactly. So, kol she medabrim v'ani yeshma ki lo manati mehem areshes sifsosehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to express himself. So what's the basic idea here? It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel etvilasan shel tzadikim, which is the starting point. But the Kli Yakar says that we actually all Ari, is it limited to tzaddikim? Each member of Klal Yisrael, by virtue of which aspect of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? He keeps on appealing to this language. Yeled Sha'ashuim. That you're right. If we only conceptualize the relationship as one of Eved and Melech, so then it would be much harder. But the truth is that it's Keben HaMischate Lifnei Avi. Where have we seen that previously in the Sugya? I keep on referencing this. Ilmale Choniata Gozreni Alecha Nidoi Aval, you know, Ma'esa Sha'ata Keben HaMischate Eitzel Aviv. We're not saying that that's the paradigm, but the point is that the father-son dimension kicks in here too. So you can't just limit it to the tzaddikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in effect, the Kli Yakar says, Emis Avil Tfilasan shall call Yisrael. So you need to carry both of those ideas in your mind at the same time. You need the Mi'ani Dalva Nivza to prevent entitlement, and hopefully not just to prevent entitlement, but like the Kaf HaChaim is saying, to daven for the things that really matter. Remember Rav Yitzchak Avraham Tversky telling us, you know, in terms of what to daven for, he said you should daven for the things that matter to you. But hopefully the things that matter to you are very substantive. You'll think that this is humorous, but I remember in high school sometimes debating whether I should daven for us to win. I mean, like, you know, I was very invested in it, for us to win our basketball games. Literally. I was thinking through what, you know, it seems, you know, childish now, but, you know, it was important to me, in a sincere way. There wasn't a war going, okay, you know, he looks like, you know, what's wrong with you, but it was really important to me. I was very invested. Okay? Sorry. The point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Misava. We should try to, you know, honor that forum by making it, you know, respectful and, you know, of the opportunity. Okay, so just again to review the two steps that we've taken so far. Number one, the Kaf HaChaim, from entitlement to entitlement. In other words, if you really understand the dangers of entitlement, a person really has a responsibility to daven in such a fashion that reflects a proper perspective, a proper value structure for those things that really do matter. The Rambam says you can't really end it at tefillah, right? All of life should be that way. Number two, in terms of the idea of mi'ani dalva nivza, suppressing our tefillos, that's the point of the Gemara in Yevamos and the Kli Yakar's expansion, that it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu misava tefillas and shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misava for all of our tefillos, and we shouldn't forget that. You know, in that process, it's something that we need, but it's also something kaviyachol that he not just wants but deeply desires. Okay, so I want to take the last step now, which is kind of a way of you know, bridging the perspective with some of the halachos of Yehei Shmei Rabbah, come up in the Gemara and Shabbos, as well as the Gemara and Brachos. But before we do that, let me just go over to Yonasan.
You said that is there any reason why a tefillah is not necessarily as important or whatever? Is there any reason why he would care less? I mean, a father wants to speak to his son, Kiryako, a father wants to speak to his son about anything. So is there any reason why a father would care that it's not as important?
I think so. You know, you're right that there's a time and a place, you know, that a parent generally is happy to talk to their son about anything. But then when a child comes with a request from their parent, so hope, you know, you could think about three levels. So if the child comes to the parent and makes a request, right, because that's really what we're talking about here, the father knows what the child needs and says, I'd like you to disown my sibling, bad, right? That will not get a neutral response. That would get a negative response. You know, let's go to the other extreme first and say, Dad, I'd like you to, you happened to be recently, senses. I'd like my prize for learning with you every day to be that we go get a shofar, right? Positive, extremely positive. Neutral, you know, Dad, I'd like to be able to watch TV. You know, so you're glad that they're, you know, having a relationship with you, but it's not, you know, quite the same. Does that kind of make sense? That the substance also factors into, you know, it should be something that you're coming to your parent for, not just because you need their permission, but, you know, a sense of dependency. So, you know, when it's something that the child really asks for that reflects it, I think is a very different story. Okay, so let's make sure to get this Gemara in, a very famous Gemara. But I want to extract a few halachic points that I think connect the entire, all the dots in the sugya. I hope. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mrs. Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanya Rabbi Yossi, rather. Pam achas ha'isim halich b'derech v'nichnasti l'chor v'achas me'chorvos Yerushalayim l'ispalel bali yahu zach l'tov v'shamar li al Pesach. Nice enough not to interrupt the tefillah. Vehimtinly, or perhaps that's not okay. Acha siyanti the tefilasi. Lachra siyanti tefilasi. Amar li shalom alecha Rebbe. Amarti lo shalom alecha Rebbe umori. Amar li bini mibnei manich nas the chorva zo. Amarti lo lispalo. Vamar li haylech lispalo b'derech. Amarti lo misyare hayisi shema yafsiku bi over drachem distractions. Amar li haylech lispalo tila katzara. Ba'osa shal lamati menu shlosha dvarim. Okay, so Ari, go ahead. What are the three things? Number one, lamati. Good, it's a danger. V'lamati. You can daven even on the derech. V'lamati. Okay, so it could be a tefillah k'tzara. So a discussion here, what the tefillah k'tzara is, not for now. So Amar li, b'ni, ma kol shamata b'chor v'zal. Since you went in, you know, what did you hear while you were there?
V'amarti lo, shamati v'asko, she'minamas,
Kiyona. So making like this dove like you know chirping like a Yona. Omeres.
Lo shah zo bavad omeres kach, ela bakol yom yom shalosh pavim omeres kach, lo zo bavad, ela vishah shesra nich nasin lubesi, kinesios, lubesi lubate kinesios, lubate nidreshos, ve onin yeheshme, hagadom varach, and karvish parachu, minena rosho, ve omer ashre amelech, she.
Oh, okay. So what do we have here? So at the Churva, he heard that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu's voice, the Baskol, was saying, the Banim, their sins caused me to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to burn the Beis HaMikdash and to exile them. And Eliyahu HaNavi says that this is actually, you know, a feature. This wasn't just, you know, a one-off. So three times a day it happens. And not only that, but anytime Jews go into shuls and batei midrashos and they say, Yehei Shmei, either Rabba or Shmo HaGadol, Mivorach, more on that in a second. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Ashrei HaMelech, very important to be medayik, Shemekalch Sinos Bebeis Okach, Malu Lahav Shehiglas Banav, V'oi Lahem Labanim, Shegalu Me'al Shulchan Abiyam. It stirs the Rachamei HaKaddish Baruch Hu, and he says, you know, woe to the father that exiled his own sons, and woe to the sons that were exiled from their father. So again, you could say, like, what does this have to do with anything? But we'll see very much in a second. But let's first get to the Gemara in Shabbos. You should already have some ideas, especially based on the Kli Yakar percolating. So Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yates, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a very famous line of the Gemara, Kola Ona.
Amen Yeshver Avara, Chol Kolko, Korin Lo Gzardino. Shnamar, Bifroa, Peros, Bisrael, Bisnadev, Alma Hashem. My time, Avifroa Paros, Mishom de Baruchu Hashem, Avichia Bar Abba, Amar Hanan, Afu Yeshbo Shemetz, Shalavodazara, Mokalmo.
Wow! Avodazara can be repaired through Yeheshme Rabba? That's amazing. Ksivacha Bifroa Paros, Ksivhasam Kifaruahu. So, this special way of being Mivarech, Shem Hashem, Yeheshme Rabba, Mivarach. Yeah, it can be mechaper on even, you know, egregious sins. So how is that possible? And how does that tie in to the Gemara in Daf Gimel, where, you know, saying Yehi Shmei Rabba, which is something that we should all say, you know, is so critical, you know, that when a person does that, it has, you know, a profound impact on, you know, Malchus Shamayim. Okay, so let's try to understand. Let's take a look at the Tosfos. The Tosfos very famously gets into the Girsa, the Machzor Vitri. I hope we'll have something, you know, important to say internally, and this will tie everything together. So, V'oni Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevarach, Mikan Yesh Lister Mashapir Shmachzor Vitri, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Shizot Tfila Shana Mispalin, Shiyimale Shemo, that Hashem's name is Chaser, Kedechsev, Kiyad Alkeis Ko. Right, just not the full Shem Havaya. Shelo Yehi Shmo Shalem V'Kiso Shalem Ad Shimacha Zaro Shel Amalek Uperusho Kach Yehi Shem Yah. Shmei is a conjunction of two different words. Shem Yah Rabbah will be filled in. Kolomar Shano Mispalin. We're praying for the, you know, wholeness of God's name. And then, you know, a separate idea, Umivorach Leolam, heavy Umivorach. So that Yehi Shmei Rabba is really two distinctive ideas. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei and Malchus will be Shalem, and then Mivorach Leolam Umeyomeya, Leolam Haba. But he says that can't possibly be true because we don't have that Girsa in our Gemara. We have Yehi Shmei HaGadol. So we're not talking about Rabbah, that, you know, it will be, you know, filled in. Male, v'zelonira, I mean, the cover, hachi yesh mea gadol mevorach, mashma, de tfila.
Achas hi. Ve'en arot zelomar, esh yehei shemo gadol, v'shalim, ela yehei shemo gadol mevorach.
Ah, okay, very good. So that it's rather saying that his name, which is already great, should very much be blessed. So, The maskana of Tosos is that we should say that it's Yehi Shmei Rabbah, his already great name, should be blessed. For the Machzor Vitri, which is a very fascinating perspective, it's about, you know, increasing Malchus Shamayim. That right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is in Shalem, his Kisei is in Shalem, until, you know, Amalek will be totally defeated. Oh. So I think what the Machzor Vitri was picking up on, there's a certain very fascinating dynamic in this Gemara. We started out, you know, this previous step, in the Shira, we're talking about, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu Misavil Tfilasan Shel Tzadikim, because there's a father-son relationship. It's not just Tzadikim, it's really all of us, that we're the Yeled Shashuim. But the irony of this is what inspires a Kadosh Baruch Hu to tap into, so to speak, the father-son dynamic of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. What makes Hashem more attuned to that?
It's us calling out to
him. Right, so it's our calling, but specifically what type of calling out to him? This is a little ironic, but this is, I think, the synthesis point of everything that we've said. Then when we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gavi? Specifically, that in our tefillah, when we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the opposite. That what's the koach of Yehi Shmei Rab? That's what the Gemara says, right? That when we go into Bate Knesses, Bate Midrashes, so only Neish Me Agadol Mevarach, Kadosh Baruch Hu Neirish Veomer Ashrei HaMelech Shemekach Zenosu Beveso Kach. They are making me their Melech, especially for the Machzor Vitri. But you don't even need the Machzor Vitri, but especially for the Machzor Vitri. Every single time we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech, it just makes him love us that much more and more. It's Megalgel Rachamei Shamayim Aleinu. And then what terminology does he use? Malo La'av Shehigles Banav Oilo Labanim Shegalo Me'el Shulchan Aviyim. It makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu want to see us, is ironic, but want to see us more and more. Not as avadim, but as banim. Every time we're avadim ne'manim, Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to us more and more as banim. So davka, by approaching Kadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah with all of the reverence of an eved bifnei rabo, bifnei malko, what we're actually doing is being misgalgal rachamei shamayim. It's not a stira. The more respect and deference we show to our parents, the more likely they are to just respond with overwhelming love. There's no stira between me and Idal v'Nivze and the Yelad Shashuim. We can actually accomplish both at once. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. What did the Gemara and Shabbos say? That Yehei Shmei Rabbah has the capacity to, you know, really be Korea Gizardin. How does that work? And it can even be Mochel and Avodah Zarah. Because what's the nature of Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Bechol Kocho, when a person says it, Bimlo Kavanaso? What is a person really doing? You're declaiming Malchus Shamayim. And even if there was a Shemet Shel Avodah Zarah in that person beforehand, it's been wiped away. He's done a Tshuva Gemura. Moreover, that if you're really relating to Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, so what can the Melech do? Higher up, Gzardin. What difference does it make? He's the Melech. He's not bound by the Senate. Karin lo Gzardino, Shenemar, before Peros Bisrael, Bisnad Devan, Baruch Hu Hashem. So the more that in our tefillah we appeal to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech, Ashrei HaMelech, Shemekal Sinosa Beveso Kach, it inspires a sense of the deep connection between Avu Ben. So if the Kli Yakar, based on the Gemara Nivambos, is correct, that we should never hesitate to daven because there's a father-son relationship, that doesn't change the dynamic. The dynamic should still be one of great reverence and dalifnei miata omed and preparation beforehand and all of those critical core elements of tefillah, like the Rambam describes, kavana, amida bifnei hamelach. All of those things remain absolutely valid. And the more valid that they are, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is likely to react with chesed. That's the critical point. So to summarize what we saw in this three-part shiur, were three ideas that we were really looking to get across. After presenting the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan's addendum to the tour. So let's say three ideas. Number one, given that the worst thing in tefillah, what I think undermines the Avodah Shebalev, is when a person demonstrates that they believe that they're calling the shots, that sense of gaiva or entitlement, once you've internalized just how dangerous that is, that should impact not just the style of your tefillah, but the substance. What am I davening for? So the Kaf HaChaim says it's a to'eva for a person to daven for anas haguf. person should daven for having their necessities met so they could be an Oved Hashem. And the Rambam says, once you understand that in the context of your tefillah, of course it spills over to your whole life. Why am I at the store right now? Because I need this object for my Avodas Hashem. Even if it's indirect, I need to have a tablecloth. Achnas Sorchim. Whatever, everything should be measured along that scale. We're not just tacticians, we're strategists. We have a broader agenda. Good. Point number one. Point number two, mi'ani dalvanivza, it's very hard to sustain, you know, intensity in that context. So one of the answers is, yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is that he can answer us. It's a dual chesed. The opportunity is a chesed. Also, each time he would answer us affirmatively is a chesed. But you say, but mi'ani dalvanivza, maybe I'm better off not davening at all. Maybe he'd prefer that. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel tfilas shel tzadikim. Okay, what if I'm not a tzaddik? Says the Kli Yakar, that's just a way of getting at the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from all of us, just like a parent wants to hear from our child. Aye, so then is that the modality to express? Is that really how we express ourselves in tefillah? The answer is no, right? That we are very reverential. We definitely emphasize the Malchus, but the irony is, the more that you emphasize Malchus Shamayim, the more that you emphasize one's sense of dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moved to mimizgalgel rachama v'alecha. Ashrei ha-melech shemekalsen osu b'veso kach, yehei shmei rabba. Oy la'av shehiglas banav, oy la'banim sheniglu me'al shulchan avihem. And that particularly is true for the Geirus of the Machzer Vitri, that the statement of Yehei Shmei Rabba is actually a statement of Malchus Shamayim, of trying to make Malchus Shamayim that much greater. Shem Ka Rabbah, that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be exalted. And I think that aligns beautifully with the Gemara in Shabbos. So what does it say in the Gemara in Shabbos? That a person who really says Yehei Shmei Rabba B'chol Kolcho, they could tear up a Gzar Din, because he's demonstrating his belief in the overriding power of the Melech Malchei Malchim. And likewise, Afilo Yesh Bo Shemetz Shel Avodah Zarah, because he's overcome that by being Mekabel Malchus Shamayim. That's why Yehei Shmei Rabba is so powerful and important. So in the end of the day, what we have to say for the sugya is that you need to keep two ideas in mind. Never ever an entitlement, and at the same time that the impetus to tefillah isn't just because, you know, we're somehow, you know, greedy, we should calibrate our tefillos accordingly, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much wants to hear from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'tefilasan shel tzadikim v'lo tzadikim v'lo rak tzadikim, but more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave for all of our tefillos, unlike a sar who, once he knows what the child wants, once he knows what the subject wants, so he's not interested in hearing anymore. So im yalad shashuim, it's true, terem ekra baniyana, but he wants to hear from us. It's not a waste of his time. Miani dal v'nivza has to be counterbalanced by a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave, the tfilasan shel kol amo Yisrael. Okay, let's hold it up here.